I am one. A lot of them tell people not to turn in their sales letters. Well, that doesn't help anybody in the county. It really doesn't. And they say that we're a non-disclosure state. No, we're not. Kansas City, St. Louis, and there's another city now, too, they all have to disclose their value. And, again, there's got to be some way to equalize things. And as you said, the guy with the double wide is paying a higher tax than he should because we have not assessed million-dollar properties the way they should have been. And the people who can afford to fight the assessor's office are also the ones with the million-dollar property. The guy with the double wide has to work. He can't get over here. He can't watch the market like the rest of us. And so I have to look out for everyone in the county. And I will tell you, it does...
Are you insinuating we do not have to work?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying you have a better chance at getting more data to cover what you're looking at.
Don't take that as a general comment.
Okay, no, I do take that personally.
So anyway, okay, so we sent somebody out to appraise a property, and the lady was very upset because my appraiser was out with a measuring tape going around her house and taking pictures. And she said, nothing has changed in 20 years. And she was arguing with him on the property. But the problem was her house had never actually been on the tax rolls for 20 years. And so she's upset we're putting it on. So you can imagine she had quite a sticker shock also. This is what we're running into. We're trying to get to all the properties there. And I will tell you, we sent out the best appraiser we could to your neighborhood. He actually lived in your neighborhood and just sold his house there. So, again, he knows what houses sell for in that neighborhood. And so I'm confident in the values that we have that they're not overvalued.
Okay. With respect to your BOE appeal, I mean, I want, and we try to, we're a citizen ourselves, we try to let citizens have their say, and I know this is always frustrating with taxes, but really from our standpoint, I understand the discrimination claim, but on the discrimination claims there have to be like an ongoing intentional issue with discrimination.
The argument there is you guys are actually discriminating against us because all the other similar neighborhoods have not seen the increases and even not the same taxes than we do. And additionally, I could argue also that if you guys get everyone else to fix their taxes to a certain rate when they hit 60 and the rest of us have to pick up the tab because you want to normalize the taxes, that's also discriminatory.
And again, I will tell you, I have nothing to do with policy. Okay,
and then also additional to that, if you guys want proof of us being overtaxed and we point to all these other lots, the other neighborhoods that compared to, you guys just tell us we haven't gotten to that yet.
That's my understanding is that the assessor's office has not gotten to those yet.
But then we do not have any recourse, that's what I'm saying. We have zero recourse to convince you otherwise. Zero.
Okay.
Because every point we bring up, we just get pointed to, oh, we haven't done that yet.
What?
There's 50,000 parcels in Taney County.
Sorry, ma'am, I can't understand.
And there are 50,000 parcels in Taney County.
Okay.
I started in the bottom eastern corner, and we've been sweeping across at a pretty good clip. But the next assessor will have to get the rest of Branson.
But my argument is that we're asked to bring comps as proof. Your answer to that is we haven't gotten to those yet. Thus, we disqualify your comps that you bring. Does that make sense?
I don't believe we've
seen
comps.
So we cannot supply you with any comps because you guys just discount that argument with us.
We haven't. Okay, comps, as far as value go, are you talking about comps as far as discrimination or comps as far
comps
as value?
And comparative houses in similar neighborhoods.
Okay. Well, we don't have anything in front of us to look at.
My neighbor supplied you with multiple. He was also just discounted that. We haven't gotten to those yet.
Okay. So, I think what the neighbor was...
I guess the line was the exact same thing, so we can review those things again. But it's not, and I brought it up verbally just now, not pointing to specific lots of specific...
Again, I didn't say we because we don't do that. I mean, we as a board don't do that.
I'm talking in general. I'm not pointing to you as a person in writing. The problem I'm having is this is a catch-22. We cannot argue this access because we just get told we haven't gotten to those yet. My argument is, I believe it's our county that's actually been in trouble already for a realtor that has been using certain websites, I guess, that they weren't allowed to. Is this our current assessor that's been in trouble for that?
Okay. I mean, that's not an issue. My understanding is whatever issue that was, it was resolved.
Well, it's a problem.
Okay.
Is it not?
Okay.
Is this the current person we're talking about that's currently the assessor that's denying us any recourse of fighting these increases?
Daniel, here's
that information
the assessor's office has indicated their basis for raising it was that they got to this neighborhood and they've raised the values, and I haven't got an answer yet from you. I mean, I want to make sure I understand. You're not arguing value, you're just arguing discrimination. Is that correct?
I'm arguing value, too, because the values comparatively to our assessed values versus other neighborhoods are way off.
Okay, the statute, that's discrimination. Okay, you're talking about discrimination. I'm saying, is your value above or below fair market value? If it's not above fair market value, then there is no value argument, I don't believe, that you're making. I just think you're making a discrimination argument. I'm just trying to narrow this down so we can rule.
Well, the fair market value thing, I cannot argue because you guys just keep pointing to we're still getting to that.
No, that's not, you're not understanding what I'm saying. Your property, regardless of any other property in the county, is it valued more than the market? In other words, would you sell it for that? I guess is the question.
Okay.
But if the market value is not being overshot by the assessor, that's the valuation argument. If you're arguing that it's not being assessed as other properties are, that's a discrimination argument. And so I'm just wanting to make sure I understand, are you arguing value?
I am arguing the value as it has been historically applied, yes. I'm arguing the discrimination as currently described.
Okay.
How you just described that. So there's two facets of this.
Okay, if you're not arguing that value, that it's above fair market value, that's the only thing we can really look at on that issue. But on the discrimination issue, we certainly can look at anything else that we have in front of us, but we don't really have anything in front of us. I know that your neighbor has presented the information. I don't remember which case that was. I know we've had some from there, but we've already made a determination in that case based on the evidence we had in front of us at the time.
But I'm going to repeat myself one more time. If we supply comparatives to other neighborhoods, you guys' answer are just we haven't gotten to that yet.
I can't tell you that because I haven't seen what you're talking about. If you're telling me that he presented evidence and that's the evidence you would present, then yes, we've already ruled on that. And so I don't know what else to do.
That's fine. I guess, this is just not seemingly a friendly state for young people.
Okay.
It's a retirement village, and I guess we should just be moving out.
Okay, well, I don't know how to help you, and I'm just trying to get to nobody likes paying more taxes. I get it.
Because if the evidence that has already been presented, that is clear as day, that it's being discriminated against, and you guys just tell, well, we already ruled on it. Yes, it moved the needle, but it didn't move it very much. And as I stated again, if we point to all that comparative golf course houses that's out there, and you guys can answer, well, we haven't gotten to that yet because it's going in the next phase, or we're moving from southeast to northwest or whatever the case might be, there's no way of convincing you guys that you aren't.
Well, here's what you can do. I understand you do not feel that we're taking the discrimination argument seriously enough. My suggestion would be this. Let us make a rule. If you don't like it, then you have a right to go to the state tax commission, and you can present evidence on that. And, I mean, that's the avenue you could take. As to this particular case, is there a motion on the floor?
I would make a motion to deny discrimination and value.
Okay, there's a motion to deny discrimination and value. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, you'll get a decision within a couple of days. It'll give you all the instructions that you need to take it to the state tax commission. And we do appreciate you owning Nittany County. I don't, but despite the, you know, the argument here, that's fine. But again, we do appreciate you owning Nittany County. Okay? Thank you, sir.
Right. So just tell me, where can I send request for information for Ms. Chapman's home appraisal?
Everything that has been appraised in the county, including everybody's houses, are on Beacon. So yep. you can look at.
She's not listed. Just looked it up. She's not listed.
I don't know how to answer
that. Okay, so does the county have somewhere where I can do a FOIA request?
I assume so. I don't know. You're talking about a sunshine law?
Is she over there?
Is it a sunshine law or something? I don't know. But yes, you can make it a request. But anyway, as for this is
okay.
Last case we've got today. So again, thank you.
What exactly did he want? I didn't understand.
He said that he wanted to look at what your house is valued at on Beacon. So.
Well, and just so you know, everybody in the public, the assessor does not value her own house. Every year the state tax commission comes out, and they value my house and my neighbors so that I'm the same as everybody around me.
Off? Right. Yeah. In recess.